asked to do is to look at states around us that have a vetting of those who wish to keep and possess firearms, and to allow Maryland to accept Delaware, Pennsylvania, Virginia, or West Virginia in reciprocity. As others have come up here and shown you, I got my Utah permit. It allows me to carry in 30-some states. Why can't I, you know, if Utah says that I'm qualified, why can't Maryland say that we also accept those from Delaware, Pennsylvania, Virginia, West Virginia? These are not the people who are committing the crimes. It's negligible. You could hardly find any at all in hundreds of thousands of people. Utah has issued over, I believe it's 500,000 permits. 300,000 of those permits or more are outside the state of Utah. As you heard, almost 15,000, 14,900 some are here in Maryland. None of those people are committing crimes. What we should be here for is to take care of the bad guys with guns and the people with mental health who have problems. But these are law-abiding citizens. They come down here every year, and they ask you to do one thing, and that's to read the Constitution, to uphold the Constitution. There is no problem with these people from Delaware, Pennsylvania, Virginia, or West Virginia coming to this state and going to our restaurants, going through our state, going to our parks, and being able to enjoy themselves and bringing their money into state and spending it. I hear from people all the time who say, I will not come to your state. I'm not going to do my family reunion this year in Maryland. We'll go to West Virginia. We'll go elsewhere. And so this is a good bill. This bill would open up Maryland to say, you know what, you've been vetted, you've been through, and we're going to accept you. And then they would accept Maryland. Maryland's losing money, revenue, people who would come here and spend it. They would do their vacations. It's a good bill. I ask you every year to look at this bill, and every year we don't even get a vote. So since there's all of my, you know, very few of the people who really need to hear about this, even bother to show up here today, it really, really ticks me that we sit here and I'm talking to empty chairs. Mr. Chairman, this is wrong.